Walker Jones joins us via the telephone. Walker, I hope you're doing well, and welcome into Tuscaloosa on the game on 99.1 WDGM.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's great to talk with you. We've had a great relationship with your brother. It's been a lot of fun to cover Barrett, and I know those are some big shoes to fill as Barrett leaves. Harrison's still here, but you're the newest legacy of the Jones brothers playing in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir. I'm really excited about it. Fortunately, I play a different position than my brother, so I don't have to get too many comparisons, so I can go out and, you know, and set my own standard and earn some respect for myself, and hopefully I can, you know, be my own person down there.
Being a double legacy at Alabama with your brothers, was it the recruiting process, was it tough or was it easy? Because I'm sure you probably had Alabama at the top of your list from the very beginning, probably as long as you can remember.
Yes, sir. Everybody thinks that it was really easy, but, I mean, if we're just being honest, it was a really difficult decision for me just because there was a lot of schools that were recruiting me that were more of the type of schools that are on the rise. And, honestly, that's really attractive as a recruit, just to be a part of something that's upcoming as opposed to Alabama, you know, which is it's already arrived. Just won 3 out of the last 4 national championships. So it's not that you're really building there. It's just that you're maintaining what they have set before you. So it was really attractive, places like Vanderbilt and Tennessee and Mississippi State and places that are building like that. And so I really took a hard look into places like that. But in the end, you know, I couldn't turn down Alabama. It was where my heart was. And I've grown up an Alabama fan my whole life, and I'm really excited about the next 4 or 5 years.
Walker, what was it like when you took your official visit? I know you've been to Tuscaloosa many times in the past, but when they had a chance to sell you what Alabama had to offer on your official visit, what was that like as a player your caliber?
It was really exciting. Like I said, I mean, I've been down there about 100 times to see games, so it was really fun just to get down there on a weekend when nothing was really going on except for just recruiting, you know, involving me. And so I really got a chance to sit down with the coaches when they're all stressed out about the game and have some one-on-one talks, and it really went well. And obviously they're great recruiters, so they show you some videos and do some stuff that really gets your emotions going. And overall, it was an incredible trip, and all it did was make me more excited about this upcoming summer.
Barrett's got 3 national championship rings, and well, maybe 2 and 1 coming. Is that a helpful influence as well?
It is. You know, I'm hoping that I can top him and get 4. But that's the goal right now. But it's really been exciting to see them have so much success. But I do, you know, at some point you got to move on. So right now I'm focused on getting the next one. And hopefully I can, you know, have some to show for myself.
We're talking with Walker Jones. He's from Germantown, Tennessee, of 6'2", 234-pound Walker Jones, the younger brother of Barrett Jones, and a guy that is considered to be a linebacker in Kirby Smart. As a defensive player, let's talk about the 3-4 defense that Kirby Smart puts on the field. Where do you see your role in this defense?
I'm going to start out at inside linebacker, and you know, that's where I hope to stay. But if the coaching staff has any other plans or asks me to do anything, I'll be more than ready to do that. And they think I'm versatile enough to put on 10 or 15 pounds and move to the outside. So they think that's something I can do as well. So I'm up for however I can get on the field fastest. And so if that's an inside or outside linebacker or even on offense or on special teams, that's what I want to do. So anywhere, I'm good. I'm good for anywhere.
Well, you mentioned Vanderbilt and Tennessee as being other schools that, you know, you thought about. It would be exciting maybe to help build to what Alabama's at. Who were the schools that made the hardest push for you?
Vanderbilt was definitely probably my second option because, like I said, it's on the rise. Coach Franklin is doing an incredible job down there with, you know, with probably their greatest season in however many years. I don't know. But, I mean, it also, other than just the football part, it's got the greatest academics of any school in the South, definitely. And, you know, it even competes with Ivy League schools. So that was a really attractive thing to me, you know, because I know that it's really hard to get into. And if football can help you get in there, and it's a great education to have to go out into the workforce with.
Walker, have you already made that decision of what specific area that you're going to major in at the University of Alabama?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do probably a general business major while still getting my pre-med prerequisites because I plan to go to med school after football. So that'll be what I'm majoring in, and then but still get the pre-med classes in.
Evangelical Christian, Germantown, Tennessee, Walker Jones, 6'2", 234 pounds, the guy that's highly thought of as a linebacker in high school football.
What did your brother say to you today when you officially became part of the Crimson Tide?
I talked to both of them, and they're just extremely happy for me. And they told me it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to be a lot of competition, but overall it's a really rewarding process. So I'm really ready to just get down there and start working my tail off and to start working towards more national championships.
Walker, when you go to other places, and I think I know the legacy of the Jones brothers, you're not looking to say something negative, but when you went to Vanderbilt, when you went to these other places, when you thought about considering those college destinations as a college of choice for you, what was it like to look at those schools? When you examine and you look A to B, where did Alabama rank up and maybe obviously facilities, but coaching? What's those variables that played a big role in your decision?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, obviously you look at coaching, and you really can't argue with Alabama's coaching staff. I mean, I think it's definitely the best in the country. And, I mean, to win championships, you got to have great players, but the great players are nothing without their coaches. So I think the coaching staff speaks for itself with the accomplishments that they've had over the years. So obviously, I was very attracted to that. I know that Coach Saban and Coach Smart are going to get the most out of me as a football player, and I really trusted Coach Saban in that. And I know they care about me as a football player as well as a person, you know, beyond football. So not that the other schools didn't care about those things, but I really felt that at Alabama, and that was something that was very appealing to me.
We're talking with Walker Jones. Walker, a big Roll Tide from Tuscaloosa. I know a lot of folks are going to be excited about your play. What will be the process as you walk your way? Will you enroll in summer session one? That's now the sort of the norm that Nick Saban's expected of these 25 guys. Will you enroll in summer session one, go through the process, which now is allowed by the NCAA?
Yes, sir, I will. I think it's like the last day in May or something like that. I'll move in and I'll start classes immediately and just start working out and running and getting ready for August, for camp. So,
well, we're going to welcome you to Tuscaloosa. I know a lot of folks are excited about your play, but it's always great when we can go to Tennessee and still one of the top prospects in that state. Walker Jones, a guy that verbally committed to the University of Alabama several months ago, but made that decision official today with a letter of intent. As we mentioned, he joins his brother Harrison on the football team. And, you know, you think about it, at some point, Harrison's going to try to block you from that position that he plays. I mean, if you thought about what's it going to be like to take on a younger brother and to compete against him?
Yes, sir, I have. My brothers, they always take full credit for any athletic
Oh, that's just like an older brother, right, Walker?
It's when they beat me up back when I was smaller than them, you know, that's what made me tougher. So I'm hoping now that I'm up there in their size range, I'm hoping that I can get some revenge in practice.
Now,
it'll be fun.
Let me just review, because, you know, us media guys, we like to trip you up a little bit. So you're telling us that you're meaner than Barrett and Harrison, both of those guys. So you could take them right now.
Well, I'm not going to make any promises right now.
Okay.
But, they give me a few months with Coach Cochran, and I know they're going to put some weight on me, and definitely I'm going to get a lot stronger.
Oh, we're just teasing you, Walker. We look forward to seeing you in Crimson, and I know that it's going to be a great legacy. You look back and you think about the brothers that have played for the University of Alabama. You'll think about the Jones brothers, three of them representing the University of Alabama, Barrett Harrison, and now Walker Jones becomes part of the Crimson Tide family. Evangelical Christian from Germantown, Tennessee. Walker, we appreciate your help in Tuscaloosa. It's always great to catch up with you, and it's been a lot of fun to follow your brother, and we look forward to following your career at the University of Alabama. Thanks so much for helping us out in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.